This is John from the FreeGiftFromGod.com podcast. I'm continuing on looking at the armour of God, and this is the fourth part, and I'm looking today at the shield of faith. As we continue on discussing the armour of God, the next part that Paul writes about in Ephesians 6, verse 16 is this: taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. The shield of faith is a very important part of the armour of God. We know that the basis of our walk as Christians is by faith, but have you ever considered your faith as armour? Think about a shield for a moment. No doubt you've seen pictures or movies of knights and Roman soldiers and the Greek Spartans and the like using shields to protect themselves from the weapons of their foes. Today we see riot police using shields as protection when they go into mobs of frenzied people so as to try to restore order. There are a few aspects to understand about these shields which also apply to the shield of faith. First, these shields are the first line of defence. A soldier or policeman may also have body armour as a second line of defence, but the shield is the first line to deflect the weapons and the projectiles of their foes. Secondly, the shields provide a complete body protection. The holder of the shield can get down behind the shield with no part of the body exposed so as to be protected from the weapons of their enemies. And finally, the shield allows the holder to stand their ground and not have to retreat in the face of opposition. Once the immediate danger of the attack has passed, they can then proceed forward to whatever the objective may be. The shield of faith has these same aspects. When we're attacked by the evil one, who throws darts of doubt and fear and apprehension and the like against us, we can stand firm in our faith in Jesus Christ, who has already given us the victory. Our faith is the first line of defence too, as we sometimes do not know what the problem is, and all we can do is to believe that Jesus has the issue in hand. As we learn and grow and become strong in the knowledge of the Word, we have other defences available, just as Jesus defeated the devil in the wilderness through his knowledge of the Scripture. And we can stand in our faith until the testing time passes so that we can move on to our objective, which is to grow mature in Jesus Christ. So the analogy of faith as a shield is a particularly good one, and there is much that we can learn when we understand faith better. So, how does faith work as a shield? We get a glimpse of this in the following scripture in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it, the men of old received divine approval. We're all hoping for a better life in the Lord. We are seeking Him in the hope of all things good, whether it's love, joy, peace, and so on. It is in hope that we come to Jesus to take away pain and our sins and replace them with his love and righteousness. And as we see in this scripture, it's faith that gives us the assurance that we will receive what we are hoping for. It is through faith and believing in the promises of God and the Lord Jesus Christ that we believe and are assured that what we believe and hope for will come to pass. This is how the shield of faith operates in our lives. For when the devil tries to destroy our hope through fear, or through temptation to sin, or human passions and the desires of the flesh and so on, it's behind the shield of faith that we stand, convinced in our hope that Jesus will and has saved us. Faith overcomes doubt and fear, and these are some of what Paul describes as the flaming darts of the evil one. As an example, consider Noah in this scripture in Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, took heed and constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which comes by faith. If Noah had not had faith in God, that what he had told Noah to do to be saved, mankind would have perished in the flood. But it was by faith and standing behind the shield of faith that allowed Noah to continue with his divine work so that God's plan would be achieved. The shield of faith was active with his hope for a better future, as he had been promised by God. And it's a battle that we too have on our hands. There is a need to fight for what we believe in, not in the sense of a physical fight, but a spiritual fight. We are waging a spiritual war where the forces of darkness are lined up with Satan against the forces of light with Christ. And the first line of our defence in this battle is our shield of faith. Jude wrote about this when speaking of this battle, saying in Jude chapter 1 verse 3, "Beloved, Being very eager to write to you of our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. And there is a need to contend or to fight for the faith that we hold in Jesus Christ. Satan will attack at any opportunity when he sees weakness in us, but it's the shield of faith as a barrier that we put between him and us so that we can stand. We need to understand that in this battle we will be tested. Satan and his forces of evil will attack us spiritually and seek to conquer us. Our shield of faith will be tested to see if it can be penetrated. For if Satan can break through the shield of faith by sowing seeds of fear or doubt or whatever, then he can attack us directly. Once the shield is down, he has access to our minds and to our hearts and soul to wreak havoc in our life and to destroy our walk with Christ. James wrote of this matter in James chapter 1 verses 2 and 4 saying this, "Count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." We must understand that we will meet trials and we will be tempted. It's for strengthening that we are being tested, so that we can become strong in the Lord and stand in his might. As we go through temptation, testing and trials and tribulations, and as we look to the Lord and stand firm behind the shield of faith, not allowing the devil to get to us, then we mature and grow strong in the Lord. Then when the temptation has passed, we can get up and move forward in our walk with Christ as we head towards the objective he has set before us, which is to be transformed in the image of God and be steadfast, perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And in this battle for the salvation of our souls, we can take heart because the Lord has made promises that we can hold on to and which strengthen the shield of faith. There may be times when you need to apply and stand on these promises of the Lord, especially when you are under fire from Satan. But when you know in faith and in hope that what the Lord has promised he will deliver, it will strengthen your faith and provide the shield by which you can deflect the challenges that come up against you. We see that one of the great promises of the Lord described by Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 is this, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your strength, but with the temptation will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." The promise here is not promise of escape, so that we do not have to be tempted. As we saw in the previous scripture from James, our faith will be tested. But the promise of the Lord is that with the temptations that come against us to test our faith, there will also be a way of escape by which we can endure the temptation. Endurance means we must go through the process, but we will be able to bear it. The great thing that we can take from this promise is that the Lord does not permit us to be tempted and tested beyond our point of endurance. Sometimes when you feel like you are going through the fires of hell, you may need to cling to that knowledge as you seek the Lord, knowing that whatever is allowed to come against you, the Lord has promised it will not overwhelm you and you will be able to endure, provided you look to the Lord for strength and courage in your faith. As an example, consider Job, who suffered the loss of almost everything. But we also see that Satan could do nothing against Job unless it was allowed by God for him to do so. That is why we can take comfort in this scripture, for we too, like Job, will only be tested to the point of our endurance and not beyond where we could be broken. Christ has already won the victory, and it's through standing behind the shield of faith that we have in Jesus Christ that we too can share in his victory. The importance of faith cannot be underestimated in the battle we wage for the Lord. It's by faith that we live with Christ, and it's by faith that we receive the promises of God. The writer of Hebrews shows us how important this faith is when he wrote in Hebrews 11 verse 6, "Without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Do you want the rewards that come from God? Then seek him in faith. Do you want the protection of God to fight the evil one? Then seek God in faith. As it's written here, it's impossible to please God without faith. You cannot please God through doing works of the law or through the works of man or any other things. It's by faith alone that we can please God when we come to him in humility to seek the path to salvation. And he has ordained also that through faith we can stand and withstand the attacks of the evil one until we reach perfection in Christ Jesus. So what next? This is just a very brief discussion and study on the importance and purpose of faith and how it acts as a shield in our walk in the Lord. There's a lot more that could be said about faith, and I'm sure that you've seen it, and I've barely even scratched the surface on this one. So just for a few moments, just think about this. Do you understand the importance and the power of faith as a shield to be able to withstand the attacks of the devil? Take a few moments in prayer to just ask the Lord to help you strengthen your faith. And I have to say, I haven't covered the scripture here, but the way to strengthen your faith and to be strong in the faith is to learn, to gain the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the full knowledge. It's through hearing the word that we become stronger in our faith, because we believe in what we know. So when our knowledge is strong, we know things about the Lord, then we can believe them because we believe what we know. Next time, I'll look at the next piece of the armour of God, identified in Ephesians 6. But until then, this is John from the freegiftfromgod.com podcast signing off, and I hope that you'll join me next time when we look at the next piece of armour in these pieces of armour that were identified in Ephesians chapter 6. Until then, have a great week, and I hope that you'll join me again next week.